I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A shaky coalition government in Zimbabwe could jeopardize its recovery. Aid is pending political and economic reforms, but some things can't wait. Global Aid Network's Charles Detter says they're taking a team of 10 in later this month to distribute food, water filters, and the gospel. They're also laying the groundwork for more ministry.
We are delivering a 35-foot self-contained mobile medical clinic that will have medical personnel working on the ground. They will be able to reach out with medical care to those who are suffering still from cholera and malaria.
Next, could China be a great Christian nation? Global Advance, a ministry to equip Christian pastors and businessmen, hopes so. Jonathan Shibley recently returned from a Marketplace Missions conference in China to teach Christian businessmen in biblical business principles. Building up Christian business leaders will be instrumental in China's future.
China is potentially on the tipping point in the next decade of either becoming a Christian nation or submitting to the god of materialism. And I think what we do to help pour into godly leaders in China over the next 10 years will greatly determine which way it swings.
And in the slums of Nairobi, sickness and poverty prevail. Some 7-year-old girls have been known to become prostitutes so they'll have money to eat. The main atmosphere is one of hopelessness. But the Southern Baptist International Mission Board reports that Christians are changing lives in these areas. One pastor challenges believers to reject the slum's temptation of despair and hopelessness. Pray that the gospel reaches the slum dwellers. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.